Chapter 2. How AI is different from traditional software. One of these things is not like the other. To understand AI risks, it is critical to understand how AI is different from traditional software. These differences are the reason why proven cybersecurity and secure software development techniques cannot simply be slapped onto AI. At its core, AI is more complex than traditional software. This is true at every stage of the development and deployment cycle. For simplicity, I have broken the cycle down into four primary parts: primitives, development, debugging, and deployment. The added complexity of AI versus software starts all the way at the foundational building blocks of AI and software, known as primitives. A common definition of software primitives is that they are the simplest elements available in a programming language. These primitives in software are, usually, the smallest unit of processing, and generally consist of a single operation, such as copying a byte or a string of bytes from one location to another. It is easy to think of primitives as the foundational building blocks of software, such as bricks on a house or cells in an organism. For software, primitives are just the code used. AI, on the other hand, has significantly more primitives. These include the data used for training, the features of the data inputs the model uses to make inferences, the code used to build the models, the time needed to train the model, and the computing cost and effort needed for the model to learn and continue operating in the real world. Following primitives, the development of AI systems is additionally more complex than software. I use the term complex here carefully, as many software programs and platforms can be significantly more complicated than AI models. The added complexity is introduced due to the autonomous nature of AI, combined with the interaction of the model with the training parameters set by the developer. The result of this interaction is that the developer may not always predict exactly how the AI will respond to given inputs. In fact, if the problem could be solved by logic or decision trees alone, an AI tool would not be necessary. This complexity can make it challenging to understand or interpret AI's actions, while also adding to the challenge of validating the quality of AI models against each other. When something goes wrong in traditional software, the debugging process can be a painful, confusing process. This is especially true with large, complicated software systems with many dependencies and feedback loops. But the process gets further magnified with AI. This is because while software has a single section to debug, the code, AI has considerably more elements that could be incorrectly or improperly affecting the outcome of the model. For example, let's compare debugging software versus debugging an AI system. S.Z. Enam, when at Stanford, created an intuitive set of graphics that we will use to illustrate the processes. Starting with software, when you attempt a solution to a problem or task and it fails, you have two dimensions along which to assess your performance. These can be thought of as two axes, with algorithm correctness on the x-axis and errors in implementation on the y-axis. When all of these check out, the algorithm works. When one does not, the code will fail. Thereby, checking to see what is not working with a given algorithm follows a logical linear process of checking each variable within the so-called search space for the bug. With AI, however, the situation becomes exponentially more complex. This is because two additional dimensions, the model ideal and the data used, are added. Bugs in the model itself can include the correct features and parameter updates or mistakes in the model selection itself. For example, an AI developer might use a linear classifier when the decision boundaries of the data in question are nonlinear. Likewise, bugs in the data can include data bias, messy or incorrect labels, mistakes made in the preparation of the data, or not enough data. It is challenging to visualize all four axes, so instead we can imagine a cube and then a sequence of cubes over time. These visuals should help point to the fact that AI is exponentially more challenging to debug due to introducing n additional variables into the system, which creates n times n more ways something can go wrong. So with the four dimensions of AI, there are n times n times n times n ways an AI model can fail. An additional factor to consider is the time it takes to train a model. Unlike software debugging, where error signals and developer feedback can be quite rapid, AI models can take hours or days to train, depending on the data. The same is true of testing the performance of the model. Therefore, when adjustments are made, the feedback loop between error identification and error solution can be quite long. The differences between software and AI also mean that standard secure software development lifecycle processes and development operations, typically called DevOps or DevSecOps, cannot simply be applied on a one-to-one basis. AI developers and organizations implementing AI require the development and standardization of secure AI development life cycles to effectively manage both the added complexity and increased risk of bugs in AI compared to traditional software. Leaders concerned about AI risks must place a heavy emphasis on developing rapid and effective debugging processes for their AI. These bugs can range from the inconvenient, such as incomplete sampling of a dataset for training, to the dangerous, such as inadvertently leaving the model open to adversarial attacks. Stress testing AI. A critical but often overlooked part of an AI development team's workload when assessing AI risks involves stress testing the AI. While this should be part of an AI developer's or data scientist's workflow already, in a surprising amount of cases, stress tests on data outside the original training bounds and distribution are not taken into account. Stress testing the model can help explain how the model might fail, not by an attacker, but instead due to failures induced by naturally occurring environmental factors. For example, self-driving car AI systems must be stress-tested in rain and snow simulations, while stock trading AI must be tested outside conditions of normal market volatility, trade volume, and pricing. It is possible that the AI team will find that failures occur at a high rate in conditions outside the training data. There are two possible outcomes from these failures. First, the team can decide to collect more training data or create synthetic data to retrain the AI. This should be done if there is a likelihood the AI will encounter these conditions in the wild, such as rain or snow. On the other hand, the AI development team may instead choose to develop either a multi-model AI system or a human-in-the-loop system. In each of these systems, when the AI encounters environmental conditions it is known to be poor at handling, the AI is kicked offline, and either another model or a human is brought in. Designing AI systems in this manner allows for greater flexibility and operational security in using AI. Although model stress testing is usually done in training, an AI red team should take the view of trying to find situations in which the model fails in order to have the most accurate picture of model performance.